because it reveals instantly that God has a plan for this young boy. It's wonderful that the parents have dedicated Oliver. Oliver has a plan. And this young boy, Samuel, is going to be used in amazing ways. Amazing ways. It might seem that in the world's eyes, he's going to live an ordinary life. But in the spiritual terms, he is going to live an extraordinary life. You know, anybody saw that extraordinary goal last night by Gareth Bale? Oh, dear me. What an extraordinary life. But that's in the ordinary life. There's a spiritual life. And God is calling Samuel to respond. And the truth is that God speaks to us today. Many people in here today who have committed their life to the Lord have come to realize that God speaks to us. I myself, you know, for many years, you know, many, many years avoided God. Deliberately. But you know, one day God spoke to me. And he spoke loud and clear. Just like he's speaking to Samuel. And the thing was, I heard him. But not only did I hear him, I answered the call. And funny enough, you know, I wasn't in a temple like Samuel was. You know, the Ark of the Covenant, Eli the priest, all the religious surroundings. I was in a block of flats. A graffiti-filled block of flats at Stank of Urine. On the fifth floor. My life was a mess. A total mess. I was hooked on drugs. I couldn't keep out of the bookies. I was gambling. I was drinking. My heart was broken. I heard the call of God on a telephone. God spoke to me on the telephone. Yes, he wasn't on the other end before you start thinking. Actually, it was my sister. My sister, who had become a committed Christian about 8 weeks previously, began to share with me that God had a plan for my life, just like Samuel. And you know, I've seen that plan evolve. I've seen it come to fruition. Today I'm drug free, I'm alcohol free, I'm gambling free, I've got a global ministry, I've got a beautiful wife and children. God is amazing, God. He's amazing. I couldn't get that in the world. I couldn't get that freedom. And the reason why is because nothing was powerful enough to touch this heart. This heart of mine, it was like stone. And sometimes, in fact, the Bible says, unless a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it cannot grow again. Someone actually said to me a few years ago, Peter, I believe you did die, but you died to self and you came alive in Christ. Do you know God speaks to us, guys? He speaks to us through a number of avenues. It was George Washington Carver who said, I love to think of nature as an unlimited broadcasting station through which God speaks to us every hour. If only we would tune in. When was the last time you tuned in? Have you ever tuned in? Let me tell you that when we tune into God, wow, our lives will never be the same again. But the truth of the matter is that Samuel had an immediate ministry, an immediate responsibility. He was to bring an uncomfortable message to Eli, the priest. Now the truth is that Eli and his family were living a life of debauchery before God, and these were priests. They were taking advantage of God's sacrifices. They were taking advantage of God's people, more to the point. And God was not going to put up with this anymore. You know, last weekend we heard that wonderful sermon, the wedding sermon. Anybody hear it? We all heard it. If we didn't, go and listen to it. It was amazing. The preacher, Michael Curry, he preached about the love of God. He mentioned God 55 times. In 13 minutes. How long have I got? 2 hours? 55 times he mentioned the love of God. People were on the edge of their seats. David Beckham was like, "What's that? What's that?" Elton John was like, "Oh, what's going on here?" They were gobsmacked. They were absolutely gobsmacked. Why? Because God's Spirit was moving in that place. God was speaking. He was speaking about this love that he wants to bestow upon his children. The Bible says clearly that we are the children of God, whether you or me like it or not. We belong to God. We need to hear a message of love. It was a wonderful message that he brought. And I really do believe that because he was restricted by time, he couldn't really reveal how we access this love. You know, I could imagine someone standing up in that church saying, "Well, it's great what you've just preached, Pastor, but how do we get it? I want it." Well, I'm just gonna unpack shortly here how you and I can receive this love. We don't have to be superstars. We don't have to be celebrities. We just have to be ordinary people. Ordinary people. Have we got any ordinary people in here? Come on. There's only one hand gone up. You're all extraordinary. Do you know, 2,000 years ago, God gave you and I an example of this love by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for your sin and to die for mine. We're all sinners. Is there anyone in this room who's not sinned? Put your hand up. One up there. She's perfect. We're all sinners. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. You know, I've shared with this church, I want to share it again because it's quite humbling for me, this. Me and my wife were driving up the motorway M3. We pulled up on the hard shoulder, drove up the slipway. Stopped at the traffic lights, the lights were on red. And just before we came into church, there was an almighty downpour. Absolutely tipped it down. There's the Yorkshire saying here. And do you know, it left this beautiful rainbow on the right hand side. Beautiful. And my wife said to me, "Oh, take a picture of that rainbow." So I got the phone. Lights are still on red. Took a picture. Give it phone that. We're driving down the road and I looked in the mirror. And I thought, "Who's that waving at me? He's got a police uniform on." "Do I know him? Does he go to our church?" I got pulled in. Officer comes up to me and said, afternoon, sir? I said, afternoon, officer. He said, you know why I stopped you? I said, I'm not a clue, officer. He said, inappropriate use of a mobile phone. I said, officer, I wasn't using my phone. I was taking a picture of a rainbow. This officer looked at me and thought, who the heck is this? Anyway, cut a story short, I got fined 60 quid. £60. And then maybe a week later, I got this nice letter saying, Mr. Gladwin, in order to avoid the points, would you like to come on a driving awareness course? Anybody been on one? Oh, quite a few sinners in here! And as you know, it starts off by introducing yourself and saying what you've done, and it starts off with this lady shouted out, my name's Sheila, I was doing 80 in a 60 mile an hour zone. My name's Jeff, I was doing 90 in a 70 mile an hour zone. We got all the way around to me, it says, my name's Peter, I took a picture of the rainbow. What a plonker. We're all sinners. Even when we become Christians, we still sin, but we have a forgiving Father. We have a loving Father. And the way to receive this love is to accept God's forgiveness. First, to repent of our sins. To say sorry. I confessed on that telephone. I'll be honest with you. I didn't need no pulpit or whatever. It was down that telephone. I hope the operator wasn't listening. I said, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Wash me and cleanse me. Purify me. Purify my heart. And you know, we did. You know, for those that don't know my backstory, I was involved also in a horrific house fire when I was a child. I was 1 year old. I was very, very badly burned. I've got partially amputated feet. Lost my fingers on my left hand. Stabbed at 15. Hit and run victim at 24. I was a total wreck. But let me tell you this. By coming to the Lord and acknowledging that Jesus Christ is Lord. Acknowledging that He died for my sin. Acknowledging that God rose Him from the dead. And acknowledging that one day Jesus is going to return. He saved my soul. Hallelujah. He saved my soul. And let me tell you this, when you come from the past that I have come from, when you come from the degradation that I have experienced, let me tell you this, that it's a wonderful, wonderful relationship when you come into it with the Lord. In fact, the Bible says, come taste of the Lord and see that He is good. You know, today we're having Welsh beef. Taste of Welsh beef. Lovely, isn't it? Or is it Welsh lamb? Testing you there. And at the side of the Welsh lamb will be Yorkshire pudding. Anybody tasted real Yorkshire pudding? Not the one from Tesco's. Anybody tasted it? Well, this is it. You have to taste them to understand how good they are. And that's what God is calling Samuel into a relationship, to taste how good he is. And you know, God, He does an amazing work with Samuel. He does an amazing work. He raises him up as a prophet who goes out and installs kings. An amazing transformation. God transforms lives. And He's here today by His Spirit. And He wants to transform your life and mine. He wants to reveal that love to us that Michael Curry talked about last weekend. The access to that love is by not just hearing God calling, but by obeying. what God is calling us to do. Do you know, someone once said that one act of obedience is better than 100 sermons. Just one act of obedience. One act of repentance, and you could come into the greatest encounter that your lives will ever experience on this earth. There's lots of people in here today who've experienced that encounter. And my hope and my prayer is that you'll go away today. Yes, we've been blessed by the dedication of Oliver. But you will go away today and you will start thinking about your life. Where you want it to go. Where you've been. Where you are. You know, Israel had messed up. And God chose a young man. Some scholars believe that when he was called to give this message to Eli, he was 10-year-old. He chose a young man. And perhaps Eli would think, hang on a minute, I'm not going to listen to him. He's a 10-year-old. God does the opposite of how we conceive things. So don't go out of here today thinking, I'm not listening to him, that Yorkshireman. He's right, plonker. Talk about rainbows, dear me. God works through the ordinary to bring you and me into the extraordinary. I've experienced this in my life. God is an amazing God who has this love that he wants to pour out into your and my heart. And the way to that God is Calvary's cross. There's no other way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep! Our question is today, are you hearing God speaking to you this morning? Are you hearing? And if you are, then please, come and have a word afterwards. Have a word with Chris, have a word with myself, have a word with one of the leaders. It could be the start of an amazing journey. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you're an amazing God. We thank you that you are a refining fire. We thank you, Lord, that you have spoken to us today. You've revealed your Son, Christ Jesus, to us, who died on that cross, who rose again, who one day will come back to us. And we thank you that, Lord, you've revealed the door that we must go through to enter into this amazing relationship with you. And I pray, Father God, that you would help us to open that door, because the handle of that door is not on the outside, it's on the inside. And I pray that you would give us the strength and the courage to open that door and to allow you into our hearts. Lord, we bless you today. We thank you for Oliver. We thank you for his parents. We thank you for the family and friends. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that as they go from here today, they will feel so blessed that they will sense that, Lord, they've been in your presence through the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, we bless you and we praise you. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.